The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
Hey, listen, welcome to September. Do you remember? Okay, September's here. All right. Labor Day's coming up. It's going to be a great, nice weather weekend for all of us. So let's enjoy the weekend. And what's up? Why don't you introduce our guest and our topic today?
So today we have with us Lisa Corbett. She is a phenomenal addition to what we provide at Family Services. She's a yoga instructor, and we're going to talk about the wonderful joy of yoga.
Well, we have the yoga studio at Family Services in the new Family Services building on the second floor at Indian Hills. We have a beautiful yoga studio. And a little background on this, I'm so pleased to work with these two ladies, Lisa Corbett and Joanne Keene. And I kind of feel like these ladies have been homegrown. We've worked through as they went through their certification. We're on the same page. And I want to just stress that when we talk about yoga, not just the physical side of it, but we want to impress you on the mental wellness side of it and what it does for that. So I want to turn it over to Lisa to kind of give us a little idea of what Breathe is all about. And Breathe is the name of our studio. So Lisa, let's talk about Breathe.
Wow. Well, Breathe is just a sanctuary. Yeah, we love it there. It's very welcoming, and we feel like it's a place that's really designed to have you come and practice breathing. So it's just a perfect name and just a very welcoming environment.
Well, we're about, about a year into our yoga program, and would you want to talk about the evolution of Breathe?
Yes, well, gosh, Boys and Girls Home had this vision, and it's wonderful, and received an innovation grant from Delta Dental. So that provided the backing to decorate this beautiful studio, and we've provided all the equipment. It's all brand new, fresh, and just ready to go.
Well, there you go. You have equipment. That's a lot of things people, we want to stress that. When you come in, regardless of age, we have all the tools. Boosters, the straps, the things you might need that make this a little easier for you. That's all provided in the class. So if you have your own equipment, that's great. But if you don't worry about it. Our instructors will take care of you. Everything is completely sanitized, the studio, the equipment. So we really want you to feel good about this. And we're growing. Brenda, from your perspective, let's talk about Breathe. What have you seen in the Family Services operation?
I think one of the things with mental wellness, we always talk about you have to listen. Listen to what's going on. Listen to your feelings. And Breathe is just another way. You listen to your body and your mind. And it gives you a chance to really just settle that and get in connection with yourself and to help that mental wellness. And it's such a joy, you know, when the class is offered to see the energy of the people coming to do the class and people showing up, and they're just ready to connect with themselves. And the environment, like Lisa mentioned, is just so welcoming. And even if it's your first time there, you know, everybody welcomes you, helps you learn the moves, and is patient and calm. And it just is a way to connect and to breathe, like Lisa talked about.
Well, the studio itself, as you mentioned, Brenda, it's beautiful. Brand new, spanking clean, beautiful room with all the necessary accessories. And Lisa, we're kind of like a just put together piece by piece by piece. We started it, and I'm going to let you describe your studio and the elements in the studio that make this class so great.
Yes. Well, we offer a couple different types of yoga. Joanne does a beautiful yin class. So that's just some very gentle stretching and holding that stretch for 2 to 3 minutes and really letting gravity just kind of work you into the pose. And then we also do a vinyasa, which is linking the breath with motion. And that's a little bit more active, but still very gentle. And like you mentioned, we have the props and things to assist. So if maybe you're new to yoga and you're not in, can't get into a deep stretch, that's okay. We can help you with that. And
you know, the gravity has taken over too much.
That's right. But Joanne and I feel like it's our job to mm-hmm. give good cues or good instructions to help you get into your pose comfortably, safely, you know, taking you to your edge. But definitely, you know, no gain, no pain, you know, no pain, no gain. That is not a yoga philosophy. So we don't want anyone to be in discomfort. But we want to challenge you just a little bit. And gosh, it's really rewarding because each time you come to the mat, you see a little improvement in yourself. Maybe your balance is a little bit more steady or your flexibility. You get into just a little bit deeper stretch. So it's really rewarding.
I'm Art Silver. You're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And with me today, my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, and a certified yoga instructor, Lisa Corbett, and we are discussing Breathe. That's the new yoga studio at Family Services in Indian Hills. Lisa, let's talk about the studio a little bit, because the way the studio grew, it's a beautiful place. And you also have that's that great smell.
Oh, my gosh. We love it. It's the aromatherapy. It's doTERRA, so it's completely organic, very healthy for you, and it's subtle. You know, sometimes we'll do peppermint where that'll be just, you know, it's a little more invigorating. But maybe if it's a yin class where we're trying to just relax, we'll do a lavender. And people have commented like, oh, this just smells so great. And we just feel like we've come into this sanctuary. And it's a very welcoming environment. We've really developed a nice core group of students. We're always welcoming new students. We love that. But it's a really welcoming, calming environment and just a place to go to have a little vacation of the mind. Just come within.
I love the lighting effect in there. I love the music you have in there. And the aromatherapy is just a big plus.
Yes.
So that 1 hour, again, our classes are Tuesday and Thursdays at 5:30 to 6:30 at the Indian Hills Family Services location. On the second floor, you drive up back, plenty of parking, easy access. The minute you walk in the door, you're in the Breathe Studio. So please give this a shot. If you're interested in doing this, you can call 293-4700 and ask for yoga. 293-4700, ask for yoga. We'll be forming classes starting in September. We've been trial running this through the year. Our primary goal with yoga is to have access to this program. We do not want financially to restrict you from participating. So we've been working on if you'd like to do a free will donation, we'll appreciate that. But I think if you come to the classes and the classes start to fill up, we're going to get a little more into probably just a fixed fee, but it'll be minimal, just to cover the cost and the break even. We're really excited about this, and it's not going to go away. We'll figure out a way to do this and hopefully grow one more class. We have two classes right now, and we have some openings in those classes. We're looking to put a class in on Saturdays, and I'd love to appeal to the younger students. I'd like to talk to the college students in the area. I'd like to talk to the high school students in the area to come in and try our yoga program. It's going to be great for your mind. Get started. You know, folks, I want to talk to you, Lisa, about balance. Balance was not something I worried about 5-10 years ago. Now I do. Balance is so important. What about yoga and balance?
Oh, my gosh. That is one of the core principles. You know, besides the breathing, the balance and flexibility are really the components. And balance we work on at each class. You know, just trying to improve that, trying to do some techniques to help improve the balance. And each day that you practice, you'll feel more stable. And really the only way to get there is to practice it and just to do the work on the mat. And then there's some things you can practice at home, but it's really what keeps us upright. You know, we think about slip and falls, you know, and not just as we get older, but really for anyone. So if your core is strong, that really helps with our balance. So it's really paramount in the yoga practice.
Brenda, any experience with yoga?
I have dabbled a little bit. I can't say, you know, I'm the expert or anything like that, but it really makes you feel upright. So when you're walking down the hall or walking around out in the public, you just have this sense of oneness with yourself. and feeling upright. And like Lisa mentioned, the core, just that strength and certainty about yourself. You know, when you're out and about shopping or walking around, you can tell when someone feels good just by how they're walking and how their shoulders are back and that centeredness that they have about themselves. Or if they're frazzled, you know, I just had this morning lost in construction and got to practice that breathing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we say too. You know, the tools that we learn in the class, just bring them when you go off the mat too. You know, like you said, Brenda, you're stuck in construction or you're having a frustrated day. Just go to that breathing. It's always there for you. It's free. It's accessible. And just we teach different breathing techniques at each class. And we really just try to encourage the yogis to use it when they leave the mat too.
I think also when people first start, they're pretty self-conscious sitting in the room and everybody's staring at me and I don't know what I'm doing. But shortly that just goes away because you find that inner peace and just feel like, okay, this is good.
So good. So good.
This is all interesting. We're coming up on our break, so continue to welcome the dawn of another beautiful day in Siouxland. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on yoga with Brenda Geisinger and our guest, Lisa Corbett. So let me ask you this. Take a look at the yoga classes. What are you seeing in your classes as a mix? I'm talking male, female, age. What are your classes like?
Yes, well, everyone is welcome. I think sometimes there'll be more women, you know, than men, but that's okay. But everyone is welcome. We have different age groups. There's been some times where mamas have brought their children, you know, that are like around 10 and just something nice to do together. And gosh, it's really beneficial for children, too, to help them with concentration because we begin every class with breathing, the breathing exercises, and that helps with our mental focus, our clarity, and just really calming to the body. So we start with that. And, you know, that's good for anybody. And the children, it really helps them to kind of calm down and just kind of work on the focus. So
well, I'm glad to hear that because you don't want the kids to interpret it like, if you don't behave, I'm sending you to yoga.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that they're bringing along a good understanding of what this process is like.
Yes. Now,
Brenda, have your children ever been in yoga?
My own children, my daughters have tried it, and I have one daughter who really enjoys it. I think it really helps kids just really connect and to calm down. They get so busy and wrapped up and overwhelmed, especially now that school has started. So coming and just shutting the world off and not being on that phone and not surrounded by the constant noise and being able to just relax and sit is something the kids really have to learn again. And once they learn how to do that, they will find when they are in school, they're more focused and more energized. There's a thing also athletes are doing it. It improves, you know, that stability, that balance, that energy. So it really is for everybody.
I think once you start yoga, you can develop it to your own level. You may stay at one level that you feel comfortable at and continue to master those poses. But if you think you want to get a little more advanced, we have the instructors that can help you get to that step. So, Lisa, when somebody comes in, do we set their goals? Do we tell them in the class what to expect?
We do. We kind of give them a brief, you know, overview. And like I say, we always start with the breathing, the meditation, and then we'll work into some asanas, which are just poses, just another word for saying poses. But yes, one thing I want everyone to know is that you know, no one will ever be called out in a yoga class like, oh, hey, you in the back row, you know, bend this way or bend that. No, we'll just, it's our job to give the best cues that we can to help you get into the pose, you know, properly and safely. But, you know, no one will feel uncomfortable. We promise you'll feel welcome and you will be glad that you came.
Earl Holyoke did a great article on on the Breathe Studio in the Sioux City Journal. And that was just wonderful. I learned so much, and it was a great, this is just a good feeling, folks. And I'm not trying to oversell it, but how can something this good, like yoga, go for so long unrecognized by the masses? I know people, the individuals are into it, but the masses are starting to turn to yoga. It's very simple, where you control a lot of your emotions. You get yourself balanced, not only physically, but mentally. Lisa, you want to share any comments that you've had from our clients that are just participating in the class?
Yes. Well, it's been so rewarding, and it's just our great pleasure to work with the community. But yeah, you know, sometimes people will walk in, they'll be like, oh, I really need this today. You know, it's been a stressful day, or it's just been hectic, or just they've been going. And it's like, oh, they just, you know, walk to the doors and they feel like, okay, we've arrived. And, you know, then afterwards, you know, just the comments, wow, I could really get into that warrior one better today. I could feel myself being able to stretch a little farther. And just, it's really great. And they love the aromatherapy. A lot of people calm down when they come in. And we always keep the music. You know, sometimes we'll do something a little upbeat, but normally it's a very, just like a peaceful, you know, maybe just some instrumental, or just very positive vibes.
I love the lighting in there also, the way it's really a nice relaxation. I can see being in a stressful day at 4 o'clock saying, oh, I didn't do this day. I'm in a yoga class. And when you go home, you're not going to kick the dog. You're going to feel yourself a little bit balanced on the stage. You know, I'm ready to go forward now. It's so relaxing, so refreshing. Mm. I'm still learning it, and I will be a yogi.
So, yay.
Got a little bit of thing on my back right now, but I'm going to see if this can help me. Going forward, that I won't have a continual back problem. I know people go to yoga for back problems.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing that's very prevalent right now is just, you know, Brenda, you mentioned about all of our tech, you know, we're leaning over our phones or the iPads. And so we really start to round in those shoulders. So we do a lot of like chest openers, heart openers, where we're lying back on a bolster to just, you know, open up those muscles and expand again, because so much of the day we're, you know, hunched over. And it's nice just to do a counterbalance for that.
Well, you see people going online and participating in yoga classes, but I think you're missing out the camaraderie and sharing, and that's so much a part of it, of yoga. And have you had any experience with the online yoga classes?
Especially during the pandemic, you know, that was a good option, and it's still a good option, you know, maybe if you're not able to get to a class, but there is just so much to be said about building a community, you know, sharing that time together, feeling that energy in the room of everyone's kind of working towards their goals. And, you know, just I feel like just being able to be a little bit social again is so nice, just to say hi, or how are you doing, or how's your week going? And it's really, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, it certainly is easy to find Breathe. If you go to the Indian Hill Shop, the old Indian Hill Shopping Center, now going to be the new new Boys and Girls Home campus. Well, if you go there and go around the Family Services building, go up on the second floor, there's Breathe. And before every class, there's a placard outside. There's a sign. The door is open, waiting for you to come in. Ladies and gentlemen out there, boys and girls, it's not like a sports announcer. this is really good. I got to tell you, I'm amazed by it. We did this as a dream. It looked like on paper it would work in theory. It's really working. People are starting to benefit from it. You handle stress a different way. And what we're really excited about is the fact that we could do this. We want to do it not as a profit maker. If we break even, we're happy. We want to do it as a service. We do not want finances to deny access to this program. So they're going to fill up fast with the school year back in place and people getting into their routines. We have a lot of people asking about it, so we think that's going to turn into clients also. Right now, classes are Tuesday and Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30. And we're looking at adding other classes depending upon the enrollment. But right now, we have space. I don't expect this to last long, but we have space on Tuesday and Thursdays. So if you want any information regarding Breathe, please call 293-4700 and just ask for yoga. 293-4700 and ask for yoga. and we'll get you hooked up and answer any questions you may have. But please come join us. Beautiful studio. This is going to fill up fast. Bring your work buddies along. Sometimes, like, I mean, doing it together is a big plus, too. If you're in a wellness program at work, see if they want to put a class into our yoga class. We would love to bring you in as a group. So it's all good. We're glad to have you in Sioux City. And Lisa, and again, your co-pilot, Joanne Keene.
Yes, yes.
We love the both of you. You guys have been great additions to what we're doing at Family Services in the new facility. It is going to continue to grow. So thank you very, very, very much for your time, your attention, and your compassion.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
You guys are the right people for this, and it makes me feel good. So welcome to our family.
Oh, thank you so much.
For you folks out there, we want to welcome you to our family. So get over to Breathe, okay? And you call 293-4700, and you'll be hooked up. Well, we're coming up towards the end of our show, and every week we try to end the show with a joke. Humor is good for the soul. So here's your joke for today. Why do everybody love their yoga instructor? Well, she bends over backwards for you. Listen, it's thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Lisa. And thanks also to our listening audience. We want to get a shout out on this Labor Day to all of our first responders, our nurses, our doctors, our police firefighters, all you folks out there working on Labor Day to allow us to go and enjoy the day. Oh, I don't want to forget the radio guys, and I don't want to forget the TV people either. So have a great Labor Day, everybody. Hope you enjoy the holiday. It's kind of like the unofficial end of summer. So we welcome a safe, pleasant Labor Day for all of you. If you're looking for employment, we have some openings, full and part-time openings at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. And you can call 293-4700 and ask for HR department. And we'd love to have you part of our family. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about Family Services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.